Hello, Mzansi. Welcome to another episode of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and I'm your host for this episode. We are continuing our series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, a program that highlights the skills of hardworking wine industry workers and helps boost their careers, recognizing their vital contributions. Let's have a listen to this interview featuring another mover and shaker in South Africa's wine industry. Hello, South African wine lovers. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and we're back with another episode of the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, pioneered by South Africa Wine. Over the past few weeks, I've been learning about the amazing initiative and how it is set to transform South African wine industry, and how, of course, you can get involved in it. Now, in this episode, we meet Willem Hendricks, the owner and trainer at WH Consulting, who has been working in the wine export industry for more than 31 years. Drawing on his extensive experience from working at the Western Cape Department of Agriculture, various wine producing companies, and his current role as production scheduler at a well-known company in the wine industry, Willem has become a specialist in his field. His hands-on experience in wine logistics and production has equipped him with a deep understanding of the intricacies involved in the industry. Willem, welcome. It is definitely lovely having this chat with you.
Thank you for the invite. And the industry is quite challenging, but I'm here to oblige to whatever was put on the table. Thank you.
And we'll get to some of those challenges a bit later. But logistics and distribution, it's quite an important part of the wine business. What initially led you to the logistics within the wine business, and how has your journey sort of over the years evolved?
Well, growing up in the winelands, I was not quite sure where my path will take me. But yeah, it will eventually take me to the wine industry, where I obtained a few knowledge in the industry itself. Just to go back in my later years, I was actually quite keen in participate in athletics, which give me the base of being quite competitive and give me the discipline and also some processes I need to put in place to obtain that challenges for as an athletic participation. And that base give me the strength, the knowledge of approach the industry itself. And just not only for the challenges that comes across in the industry, we need to be quite lenient in how to obtain the challenges, and that alone give me that background of making a success currently in the industry. As mentioned, I'm part of a well-known industry or company that do produce and export wine. And many challenges or opportunities that comes in the industry give me that knowledge, especially in the logistics, to not only share it, but also give the training in that regard as well.
Yeah, it's quite amazing that, you know, that you've been able to accumulate all this knowledge and expertise, and now you're willing to share that with those that are coming up in the industry. I'm sure you've had beautiful memories and experiences in the wine industry. Yes. Tell me a bit about those.
Well, first of all, especially in the logistics admin environment, you challenge with in the past with a very paper war environment. And what actually bring to the table was that we can create a system which are actually now currently do training in the industry, the water line system. We overcome that paper wall in creating this unique system to help the industry in creating a more sustainability environment and also system to obtain documentation, and also to help with stats for various companies to draw and to have a more sufficient and accurate figure as well.
Yeah. You talked earlier about some of the challenges and logistics. You know, I suppose logistics is quite a key challenge when it comes to the wine industry. This is the ports and not being able to get your product to the market on time.
Correct.
Take us through some of the challenges there. What are your experiences there? And also maybe touch on how you've overcome some of those challenges.
It's actually a good thing that you mentioned ports. And well, like the industry we're all in, that wine is a living product, you know. Which means that being a living product, we need to expect some challenges, which the ports currently are one of the challenges that we need to overcome. The key in producing a quality wine and to have it in time at our overseas clients, or any client for that matter, need to be time factor as well. And there is a limit of time that we need to get it to that final destination. And like I said, South African wine is so driven by the quality that we can have delays. And like I said, the port are one of our challenges currently in the industry. But to obtain that and to liaise with the various parties involved, we managed to not bypass it, but to manage it through better than in the past. And I think that in line with the authority and also the people involved, that create the stability that we can face this challenge as well.
Yeah, you come with more than 30 years of wine export experience. What specific skills or expertise have you developed throughout your career in wine logistics that you feel are most valuable or even unique?
Yeah, like I said, it is a challenge environment, the industry, and for me, to being part of the group that do the wine online training. The wine online, there's a little bit of a background of the system. It is a system that is the whole industry is using. So I'm the one with partners with the Department of Agriculture is the platform that we give training to the industry. So that knowledge that I obtain in various companies, various institutes, give me that tool to give it back to the industry and also to make a success of the challenge that was given by the department for me to give the training on the system, the wine online system is.
Yeah, and of course, now you bring those expertise to SAWIP. Tell us a bit about your role there. What exactly do you do?
Currently, I'm quite new in the group that was created. But what I can bring to the table and to actually to put back to the industry as well is my knowledge. I think that is one of my power or tool that I can bring to the table for the group. And you know that the generation that we have there currently are not always exposed to the challenges that we have and the opportunities that we have in the wine industry. So my role is to make them aware of the challenges and the knowledge that they can use to become the next Willem or the next another person in the industry. So which means I need to give him a proper tool to just to take the baton for where I left it.
Yeah. Why is that so important to you? I suppose it comes to my question, what motivated you to now say I've built up all these expertise and knowledge over the years and I'm ready to give it back? How do you get to that decision?
Well, first of all, I'm a father of three boys as well, you know, so there is a legacy that I need to fulfill and also to tell them, and not just them, but the industry, my friends, how great the industry actually is, you know. Just to make an example, I was fortunate to go overseas as well and to go into a restaurant to see that people enjoying this a quality South African product. And you know that you are part of that product, give you that kind of a pat on the back or achievement that say, well done and wow, that overseas people can enjoy that quality product that we put on a table or on a container or whatever sort of distribution that we are. So that is why we are so fortunate to be part of this industry, and we need to continue to give it to the next generation to take it further.
It is quite a spiritual industry, and to be a part of that is quite an honor, as you mentioned. We talked about challenges. What are currently some of the key challenges that faces the wine industry, especially when it comes to logistics? And how do you see those challenges evolving in the future?
Challenges will always be part of the package. I think it's just maybe to line up a little bit and to explain is besides the port that have its challenge, I think there is, especially in the logistics setup, there is not always that skilled people or too much skilled people in the industry that can give us that streamline that, yes, the challenge that is there, it will be there part of the industry that will give us hiccups. I think it's lack of people, of skilled people currently that will give us more challenges. So I think we need to empower the people, the generations, the current people in the industry to have that, to overcome that current challenges that we have in the industry.
Yeah, and I suppose that's exactly what SOAP mission is, to level up those that are operating in the industry and get them to those skill levels that you talk about. Someone is listening to you now and they perhaps inspired what you do and your career as well. What advice would you offer to individuals who are interested in pursuing a career in logistics in the wine industry?
In a nutshell, well, there will be challenges, but be humble, be open-minded about the industry, come and learn about it. And definitely, you will definitely enjoy the results in a nutshell. And it is just, like I said, it's a loving product that we're working on. And if you are open-minded about the whole process, you will definitely enjoy the masterpiece.
Yeah. Well, you've seen the industry go through many changes over the years. Looking ahead, what do you envision for the future of the wine industry in South Africa? And maybe if you want to be specific, logistics, and how do you see your role in that evolving landscape?
I can guarantee you future-wise, as mentioned, I'm a 31 years plus minus in the industry, and the knowledge that I obtained in the past is giving me such a relief to say that I'm so keen about the future and sharing the knowledge and see that the younger generation, the young winemakers, the young whatever industry or whatever vacancy you want to obtain in the industry will be such a success if you go through the right people, first of all, get the right backup view, get the right knowledge, and I can't see that why you can't be successful in the wine industry.
Yeah. If I gave you a magic wand, what is the one thing that you would change about the wine industry?
Currently, nothing, to be honest. Yes, there will be challenges. There are challenges. But if you have the correct tools, the correct knowledge about the industry, I can't see why you want to change it. You just need to improve it and enjoy the moment.
There you go, Willem Hendricks, the owner and trainer of WH Consulting. The sustainability of the wine industry is not just about the vineyards and the environment, but also about recognizing and investing in the human capital that drives it. This initiative aims to enhance the skills, knowledge, and the professional growth of those working in the industry so passionately. Where there's wine, there seems to be an enormous amount of progressive thinking. And we have a few more experts lined up for you, so stay tuned as we delve deeper into this exciting journey. And that's a wrap. Join me again next time as we dive deep into the South African wine industry professional body. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of our episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzansi, thanks for listening.